Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 3, verses 34 and 35. Jesus looked at those around him and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospels tell us remarkably little about Jesus' family. We'd so love to know all about his family members and the nature of his relationship with them, but the Gospels are largely silent. However, on this occasion, we do meet them because they clearly got the impression that Jesus wasn't looking after himself. Earlier in this chapter, we're informed that Jesus and his disciples were so busy that they couldn't even find time to eat. Mark records that they'd formed the view that Jesus was out of his mind, although we aren't told how they came to that conclusion. When Jesus was told that his mother and brothers had come to see him, his response was to identify who his true family was. His forever family was composed of people who did God's will. I don't believe for a moment that Jesus was abandoning his birth family or seeking to insult them. He always sought to uphold the law, which affirmed the God-given responsibility for caring for one's parents. However, he wanted to make it plain that the most important relationships were those with his spiritual family. The whole Bible is very clear in its teaching about family relationships. The Apostle Paul was particularly strong in his language when he addressed his young friend Timothy. He wrote, "Those who won't look after their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers." We need to care for our families, but never to lose sight of the fact that our forever family is our Christian family, made up of those who obey God. So let me ask you this question. How important is your birth family to you? And now let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for the blessing of both our human families and our forever Christian family. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.